So, very good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, yes. It's Zoomy time today.
Yes, it is. I'm going to be talking to our guest writers, Dawn Knox and Colin Payne, just after 12 o'clock. So we'll be having a chat about their co-written novel, which is called The Future Brokers. But before we do that, what have you been up to? What are you currently reading?
Well, you know, Zooming. Everybody's Zooming. And if you don't, you don't keep in touch, do you?
No.
One or two groups I belong to are thinking of closing because people don't use their computers. And it's a bit of a shame. But you and I, we keep going, don't we?
Yes. Yeah, you've got to keep up with technology and stuff that's going on. It makes a difference. I did an online music course last weekend on Zoom as well.
Ah.
Yeah.
Great.
Very, very good. So what have you been reading at the Billericay Readers Groups? Because you get your books, don't you, from the library?
Not quite so much these days because the libraries aren't open.
Right.
So we get them by hook or by crook,
yep,
or borrow them and... It gets a bit expensive if you've got some of those thick classics, you know. But, we're doing quite well. Again, over the past year, it's all taken place on screen. Sometimes we've met outside. But we carry on. Zoom serves a purpose. And it's nice to see them all on screen. And as you know, I love reading. And happy to review some of the books that are sent to me. I have to review books outside of the things I do. Mm. But one new book, which arrived yesterday, and I'm just about to start reading it, has been written by Celia Pike. You have met this author, both in the studio,
yeah,
and online. And she's got a new novel out called Playing the Cards.
Mm.
And I'm warned it might be a little controversial. Do you think it might shock me? Don't think so.
No.
Anyway, that's fine. As I say, you have met her, and she's a really, really good writer.
Yeah.
In our group in Billericay, we're reading a couple of classics. Little Women, did you remember
yes.
that from
yes.
years and years ago? The American book,
mm-hmm.
which was also a film.
Yeah.
And so I'm reading that. That takes me back 100 years because I read it first when I was 10.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I liked it then.
Yeah.
So we read and then we review and that takes place a bit later. Now, something special is coming up in Brentwood because our writer's circle, I've mentioned this before,
yeah,
but we're coming up to the group's 80th birthday.
Yes.
1941, bombs coming down, and the person, Elizabeth Baxter, who started us, got so fed up that she couldn't talk to people about writing. All authors love to talk about their books, so she started this group in Brentwood. And so our 80th anniversary brings in our anthology. And you'll be seeing and hearing a bit about that in the month of May, because
yes.
that's when we started. Whether it's still virtually, I suppose that's going to be the case, but we will get together soon, and then we'll celebrate. Many of those people at Brentwood also belong to the Society of Women Writers and Journalists in London.
Yeah.
And we're so pleased that we have lots of new young writers, as well as older folk.
Mm.
And we have this website, which I always give out, because if you see what some of them are doing, both in fiction and poetry, and we've got some journalists, and lots of overseas people, you'll see just how people are working to seeing their work published, and it's great. So it's www.swwj.co.uk.
Mm.
And you can also see what's happening in Brentwood because they have a blog. And as you know, I have a blog and I love hearing what people are doing.
Now, I've got somebody who's listening in from Hove today, Paul, and he just actually said he loves local history and people don't pay enough attention to it. And I said, Sylvia, that's your speciality, isn't it?
It is, yes. And I'm involved in lots of things outside of the area, including the 100 years of the history of Barking and Dagenham.
Mm.
And, well, I'll tell you about that in another month or two, because I'm working on that right at the moment. But,
yep.
But my concentration at the moment is on Dawn Knox and Colin Payne, two super friends of ours, who've done this very special project. And it's up to you to find out what it's all about.
Yep, they'll be coming up soon. The novel is called The Future Brokers, but I will be talking to them on the Zoom call, and then we can find out loads. It looks really, really interesting and right up my street as well. I'm reading at the moment a book by Harlan Coben, which is called Win. If you follow Harlan Coben, who is a very successful American writer, and, and he has lots of TV shows and stuff, it is very, very good and grips you straight away.
Oh,
the other thing I was going to say about when you were talking about writers as well, especially with the Society of Women Writers and Journalists and people that write who are part of the Brentwood Writers Circle, sometimes with music, and you know, we go to people we're familiar with, so as Sylvia was saying, sometimes try something new. Have a look at the Society of Women Writers and Journalists and just have a look and see if there's a book there that you can go, actually, I'm going to give that a try, rather than going to your favorite writers. Try something a bit different.
Get the old cobwebs out of the brain, and you look in a different way at things. I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I'm looking towards murder at the moment.
Oh.
I've been given this job suggestion, and I've got a really grisly one coming up. So one day you'll be able to hear
Is that what you're going to write? You're writing a murder book?
Not a book, because I'm into short stories.
Oh, right.
Now, I think I mentioned that last time. It's when you've finished a book, it takes a long time. I mean, it takes me a good year or so. And then you want a bit of light relief. I mean, I do write the blogs, and today I'll be popping one or two on. But and I enjoy that, and I enjoy all the people that write to me about my blog, because it's 16 years now.
Wow.
I'm probably the oldest blogger in the business.
No, but you're not. How many views have you had so far? What is page views?
Oh, was it 390,000?
Yes.
And a lot of overseas.
Yes.
And that brings me great pleasure, particularly if they're expats.
Mm.
We've got loads of people that left Brentwood, Billericay, Dagenham, and they went overseas, and they long to see some of the old pictures.